Devin McCourty there talking about the offensive line and the coaching and the reaction to all of that. You were talking with him, obviously. I mean, I think that sort of hung over everybody's perception of what to talk about for this thing, whether it's the quarterback, whether it's the coaching staff, all of it. You sort of look at this offensive line, and I wasn't expecting that to be the biggest issue. I wasn't expecting the offensive line coming into this season to be the one thing that everybody looks at and says, all right, sound the alarm. Something has to be done about this, or it's all gonna go to hell. And that's where we are right now. I mean, when I worked at ESPN New Hampshire many, many moons ago, we did the show called Friday Night Lights, where we just covered all the high school teams, all the public school teams. It was like this wraparound. It was a great show.
Should we do that on Fridays?
I have never in 2 or 3 years of doing Friday Night Lights saw an offensive line performance in a football game like that. And that was high school in New Hampshire. And there's no real way to describe it. There's no way to describe it that's not that doesn't make it sound like I'm howling and exaggerating here. I mean, we all watched that. It was that bad. And that was the preseason, and that was against the Washington Commanders, second and third string players. So I guess I ask you now, what is to be done, if anything, about this offensive line situation?
Well, I mean, I mocked it a little earlier, but they have actually acknowledged the fact that they may be looking at the waiver wire to acquire offensive linemen. And the team has done this in recent years. That is the one thing. This is not a new phenomenon. This offensive line has had its issues at various positions for multiple years now. Mm-hmm. In the Bill Belichick era, in part due to Bill Belichick and the way he handled the offensive line moving back a few years. So I did expect this to be horrific. I didn't buy into, well, Caden Wallace, I know he was a right tackle in Penn State, but he'll be an NFL left tackle. Right. I didn't buy into Chukwukuru. I know he got benched as a right tackle in Pittsburgh.
For a rookie.
But he's going to be a left tackle starter here. Like, I didn't buy any of that. And they haven't had somebody just pop up. Like, for a while, it was Vedarian Lowe, which we all have negative history with. He seems like a really nice man. I actually spoke with him. He did a media at camp a couple, and I kind of felt bad after talking to him. I was like, it's too bad he stinks because like a really nice guy. But they all stink. They don't have.
Can you be a nice guy and be a good offensive lineman, you know?
There is a question about. I've had somebody within the organization post some of their linemen are too nice. Maybe we need a Logan Mankins who would literally punch in the balls.
Yeah.
And they may need some of that. And maybe some of these options, even though they're lower tier skill options, may also not quite have the fight. They actually asked Vedarian Lowe, which stuck out to me, do you like getting help with chip blocks? And he's like, yeah, I'll take all the help I can get. And there was a part of me that didn't love the answer. Like, shouldn't there be an alphaness to a left tackle?
Yeah.
If you help me, fine, but I'll be okay on my own. I'll do the damn job myself kind of mentality. So
he's like, I wish I had three running backs chip
right.
blocking.
That'd be awesome. The more the merrier. No, the line isn't talented on paper, and it hasn't been talented on the field. And I even had friends who were like, yeah, all you guys in the first week of camp said the line sucked, and then I watched the Panthers game, and it wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel now? How do you feel now that you've watched the rest of the preseason? It's a fatal flaw. We use that term. I think it's quite clear for this offense, for this quarterback, for everybody, this offensive line could be a fatal flaw, and it doesn't help when Elliot Wolf is like, no, I think it's fine. I think we got the guys. You don't have the guys because we have eyes and we watch practice and we watch games. You don't have the guys. I actually give Mayo credit for, I think he said like, yeah, the starting guard might not even be on the team. Yeah, that's not great, but I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, he might get cut from some other team. That's really what you're looking for. And that doesn't even, you just mentioned practice. The joint practice with the Eagles, how many times did both of them get sacked against the ones on the Eagle? Like, they couldn't even run a play. Like, it was going on and on and on. Now, it wasn't real sacks, and they weren't actually getting hit, but, like, that was the only time you ever really saw them going up against the ones on a defense other than their own starters, you know?
This offensive line has been dominated by everyone it faced. That's practice against their own team, dominated. Practice against the Eagles, dominated. And we also need to remember, we just saw Sunday night, it was the Patriots ones versus the Commanders backups.
Right.
The Commanders are a team that, like you, picked in the top three picks in the draft.
Right.
Not exactly the Eagles or the Niners, one of these, oh my God, they got so much talent up and down the roster. They're a rebuilding, find their way franchise with a new coach, a new GM, and a new quarterback, just like you. And you couldn't compete with their backups.
I know.
That's alarming.
I actually have like a pretty decent defensive line.
Oh my God,
Jonathan Allen. That would have been a bloodbath if those guys were out there.
If you And I get back to, you said it, that one clip where they can't even figure out how to, their technique, like get to where they're supposed to be blocking somebody. I don't know if they can block the person when they get there or not, but they're not even there yet. They can't line up. You have a frustrated referee saying, again, once he lined up too far. Like, that's how bad they have been. We can't even get to the point where we assess that they're actually bad talent-wise because they don't even reach that point in the process.
How about the idea, and this is something that was floated out on the broadcast and other places, that there isn't going to be an emphasis now on offensive linemen taking that first step back, because it's been last year, you remember. I mean, I forget the guy on the Chiefs. What's his name? The tackle on the Chiefs who would start every play by taking the step back.
Juwan. Jaguars.
Whatever.
Sign him as, okay.
Whoever he is. The big guy on the Chiefs. And not just him, but lots of other instances of seeing this where they take the step back right before the snap and they're trying to get that out of there. Any thought that maybe they're just emphasizing that and that's why they threw so many penalty flags?
Oh, no question. That's what. Yeah, they've done that over the years with illegal contact, roughing the passer. But usually they do it when they're trying to remove something from the game or tighten it up a little bit, get people to play a certain way. So, yeah, I think they're trying to get tackles to get a little closer. Because everything is on the offense's side. But let's tighten this up a little bit.
They weren't calling false start. They were saying he was lined up wrong. Like, you know, he was lined up off the line. He was lined up in the backfield.
All it takes is look to the left or to the right, depending on which lineman you are.
If you don't have to turn your head all the way to see the quarterback, then you're probably not on the line.
That's where it was. And I do think Mayo was a little frustrated in that it's a bad look on him and Scott Peters.
He didn't seem frustrated.
Like,
he's on the sideline. I didn't see him screaming and yelling. I didn't see him making a big deal about it.
I would have been, honestly.
Most coaches would have been, I think.
Because
Belichick would have fired
it's unacceptable.
The whole thing.
And it's so easily fixed. Move ahead 6 inches. Move ahead 18. Whatever it is, till you're breaking the hip of the center, mm-hmm. and you're now a legal formation. Plus, they forget the first time. Okay, first time it happens. Don't they go back and they get the little tablet out and they show, and you probably have like a pen that you can draw a line across and be like, see this? This is where you have to be. Get your head to this line. So, but again, that's something that'll play itself out. Then we'll get to the point where we realize, wait, Vedarian Lowe is really the starting left tackle? Mm-hmm. Or, because again, I'm trying to go on the Laden Robinson. At least he's a rookie. Maybe they draft him. Maybe he develops and there's hope for your thing. By late October, he doesn't look like a rookie anymore. He's a road mauler, and he's helping. He and Onwenu on the right side are just opening up big holes.
He wasn't
Ramondre
even a tackle
Stevenson.
In college, Robinson.
No. And he's going to be a guard here. Right. But I think. I mean, who
the hell knows what any of them are going to be?
Touche, fair point. Who the hell knows? But I think he's a guy you could say there's upside. Where else is there upside? Onwenu is really good, so you're expecting him to be good.
Mm-hmm.
David Andrews is really good. My one problem with him is I expect him to get worse because he's getting older.
Right.
He's on the wrong side. I don't really know about City So, and then the left tackle spot.
City So left the game, you know. So
other issue. So Lowe and So are hurt. Two guys we're not even sure we want on the field, and now they're banged up. Yeah, it's not. There's nothing good to talk about with the line.
No.